Now, verse 9, he moves over from the west to the east, and the nations over there that were contiguous to the land of Judah. Therefore, as I live, saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, surely Moab shall be like Sodom, and the children of Ammon like Gomorrah, even the possession of nettles and salt pits and a perpetual desolation. The residue of my people shall spoil them, and the remnant of my people shall possess them. Now, I've been in a few countries, and the poorest country that I've ever been in is the modern nation, the Hashemite kingdom of Jordan. And it occupies the land of Moab and the land of the Ammonites. In fact, the capital over there is Ammon. And you just don't find it any more desolate than it is there. All has been fulfilled in the past. Now, verse 10, this shall they have for their pride, because they have reproached and magnify themselves against the people of the Lord of hosts. They are judged for their pride. And pride is the way the devil sinned at the beginning, as you know. Now let me continue to move on here. The Lord will be terrible unto them, for he will famish all the gods of the earth, and men shall worship him, every one from his place, even all the coasts of the nations. Now, God is going to judge the nations of the world because they've ignored him. They've not recognized him. When they knew him, they glorified him not as God, but they became vain in their imaginations. Their foolish heart was darkened, and they began to worship the creature rather than the Creator. And that's the reason God will judge them. Now, verse 12, ye Ethiopians also, ye shall be slain by my sword. Well, Ethiopia's in Africa. You see, this is a worldwide judgment. He will stretch out his hand against the north and destroy Assyria. Now, Ethiopia is in the south. But now we move to the north, and Assyria is to be judged. At this time, they were making quite a splash in the world. And will make Nineveh a desolation and dry like a wilderness. And that's the way it is today. The modern city of Mosul is across the river from it, and it's a miserable place, so I'm told. But Nineveh, all of that area, is still a desolation. Now God says, verse 14, and flocks shall lie down in the midst of her, all the beasts of the nations, both the cormorant and the porcupine, that's a hedgehog, I'm told, shall lodge in the upper lintels of it. Their voice shall sing in the windows. Desolation shall be in the capitals, for he shall uncover the cedar work. In other words, their buildings are to be torn down. Now, verse 15, this is the rejoicing city that dwelt carelessly, that said in her heart, I am, and there's none beside me. How is she become a desolation, a place for beasts to lie down in? Every one that passeth by her shall hiss and wag his hand. Why, they'll hiss in the sense that it will be a sort of an explosive expletive that comes from a person who is surprised. Why, I thought Assyria and Nineveh, these were great cities up here, the great nation, and just look at it in desolation and ruin. They hiss. The breath is just blown out of them, as it were. And he'll just shake his hand back and forth as being absolutely stupefied to see what's taken place. God's judgment of the nations. Now, God judged nations in the past. And God judges nations today. The Lord Jesus says he's going to judge nations in the future. And God today, as we saw in the last book in Habakkuk, that God was moving in that day in a way that the prophet never suspected. And my friend, God is moving in the nations of the world. He has judged them in the past. He will judge them in the future.